Kina Lamedalad of Naphtali Bricks.
Kina Lamedalad Yom Akvi Mechadati. This Kina focuses on a story that's already been alluded to or mentioned in a few of the previous kinos, the tragic story of Zechariah HaNavi, who 150 years prior to the Chorban objected to Avodah Zarah being brought into the Beis HaMikdash. He was stoned and murdered by the Jewish people. As we've heard and seen 150 years later, the actual Chorban, when the blood of Zechariah was still bubbling, the Babylonians tried to soothe the blood. That day, over 940,000 Jews were killed in that same spot, and the blood of Zechariah continued to bubble, continued to rage. So finally called out to the heavens and said, "You want us to destroy every last Jew?" And finally, the blood rested. What is the lesson for us? What can we walk away with, take with us to learn? We know that Hashem operates midah keneged midah. Everything is measure for measure. In this case, how much blood was needed to make up for Zechariah's blood? The Chumash is filled with stories of midah keneged midah, some more obvious, some a little more subtle. When Yehuda went to Yaakov to present Yosef's coat, he did not outright lie and say that he was killed. He used the Lashon, "Hakerna, do you recognize this coat?" And Yaakov was able to draw his own conclusions. Amazingly, the next story of Yehuda and Tamar, when Tamar is being brought to be killed for her sins, she avoids embarrassing Yehuda when she privately sends his items to him through a messenger, and the messenger uses the exact same Lashon, "Hakerna, do you recognize these things?" When Moshe, our leader, perhaps overexpressed himself slightly when he used the Lashon, "Rav lachem, it is too much for you," towards Bnei Yisrael, when he made his final request of Hashem, his last ditch effort to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael, imagine what he felt when he heard Hashem use the Lashon, "Rav lach, it is too much for you." Hashem operates midah keneged midah. The truth is, we are not judged based on others. We are judged based on ourselves. Our own actions either commend us or condemn us. Some of us wake up early for work, or for school, but we can't always seem to wake up early for chakras. Some of us seem to have lots of time and patience for others who are in need, but we can't seem to find the time or the patience for our spouse, our children, our siblings, or our parents. Some of us manage to find the money for the latest electronic gadgets, but we can't seem to find enough money for those who may have less than we do. Some of us have time for games and surfing the web, but can't seem to find the extra time to learn for a few more minutes if maybe the time of our chavrusa had just passed. Some of us are so good at rationalizing our own behavior when it's less than ideal, but we can find it difficult to give a little benefit of the doubt when it comes to the seeming misdeeds of others. When are we going to stop being part of the problem and start being part of the solution? There is a blood that is still boiling and still raging today. It's a blood inside us. It's a blood of dishonesty with ourselves. Blood of a lack of respect and love for our brothers and sisters. But if we can find the strength to overcome our yetzer hara, to find the ability, the strength, the courage, the patience to genuinely love every single Jew, both those who are distant and far from us and those who are close, we will stop the bleeding. We will stop the blood of Zechariah. We will stop our own blood. We will stop the blood that's the result of suicide bombers and others, because we will see the coming of the Melech Mashiach and a true world and lasting peace. B'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. Yom Achvi. Yom Achvi.